What's going on, Paisanos? V here. Coming at you guys, well, with another podcast. Paisanos, I gotta tell you, if you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, check out my YouTube channel, YGO Paisano. And if you're on my YouTube channel, hey, how's it going? Check the links down below in case you want to hear this on Spotify and iTunes. Let's go right into it, because I think this is a really good topic that just popped in my head. And I was talking about the other day, I think on my live stream on Twitch, not sure, but I remember I was talking about with some people about YouTubing and how people make money on YouTubing, and is it enough really to support yourself? Is YouTubing enough, financially wise, to really take care of you? And the answer is really, it's really complicated. And I feel like a lot of people front end that start doing YouTubing, maybe start making some money from YouTubing, could go, wow, I could totally make a ton of money from this. I could definitely see a future in which, as I increase the amount of subscribers I get and get a lot of views and videos and all that jazz, I'll make more money. And when I make more money, this could become a career. Yes and no. And what I mean by that is it really depends on what your future aspirations are. Because I'll tell you right now, if you want to be single your whole entire life and you make, let's say my channel, I'll give you an example of my channel. I think I have like 15,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. And between any given month, especially the holidays where it gets really crazier, but any given month, I make as low as $600 to as high as $1,200 throughout the entire month on YouTube alone, which is pretty crazy if you think about it. I mean, those numbers are insane, but basically the more videos I upload, the more money I make. It's all wild. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you're living alone, that's not bad money. You know, we'll double that. Say you make 30,000 subscribers. I say we'll just double everything up. It's not really how it works, but I don't want to explain all this retention. You make now $2,400 a month. Well, once again, for a lot of people living that's by themselves in a small town, well, that there it is. You're good to go. That pays your bills. That's your food. That's your utilities. A couple extra spending dollars, and you're good to go. Realistically, it's not a lot of money. Then let's say you jump up there. Let's say you hit 100,000 subscribers and we amplify everything. Is it still enough? My overall answer for all this, by the way, and after thinking about this for a while, is no. Not if you really want to have a decent life. And what I mean by that is unless you don't care about living in an apartment, recording videos, playing Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's your job. And hey, I always respect to you for doing that because that's not easy. That's what you want. That's your thing. Personally, myself, I'll give you a little breakdown. I have a wife, I have two dogs, two cats, two kids, looking to have about 22 kids come out the way, trying to get me a girlfriend, and out of all that, YouTubing doesn't even do anything. Maybe, my house rent, I think, is $600, so we'll say YouTubing on an average month pays my house rent. That's nothing. That's nothing compared to what I spend, and compared to what I make with my real job. So, what I mean by that is if you're looking to have a family and you're looking to take care of your family, if you're looking to meet a chick and you're looking to go out and date or have finer things in life, like maybe a car, a motorized vehicle, maybe some clothes, you're going to want to buy those when you live by yourself, or maybe something that's more than just ramen every night for dinner. Ramen's delicious, by the way, but every night for dinner? No. Then obviously YouTubing might not be for you. And I feel like a lot of people see YouTubers and see the couple of bucks they make and they're like, wow, I could do that. Sure, if you want to die alone in an apartment, in a crappy apartment, you know, just the cops finally break in your door because you've been dead for a while, nobody's checked on you, and it's just nothing but like cup of noodles all over the place, and you're sitting there dead with your deck in your hand, and your junk in your other one. It's a really horrible sight. And if you want to live that kind of life, that's totally fine. I'm really not trying to crap on that, but what I'm trying to say is, if you want to do more, you're not going to be able to do it with YouTubing. It just doesn't pay the money. It just doesn't. YouTube does that as a platform, definitely pays its content creators a good amount of money, as well as other platforms like Twitch and whatnot. And this is why you see YouTubers juggling doing Twitch and doing YouTube and trying to create it as their job. It's not easy for those kids. It's insanely difficult. So if anyone going out there and going, V, I'm going to create a YouTube channel and it's going to be my job, you're out of your mind. You are insanely out of, I mean, you're just, first of all, you're out of your league because starting day one is very difficult to have aspirations of an end goal for a lot of these content creators. It's technically their end goal, which they're always trying to increase. But overall, you're gone mentally. And I really do feel like a lot of people think this is, you know, the money that this platform pays is a lot. Once again, it's a lot if you're 18. It's a lot if you're a young kid. But when you get older, and this community is growing as time goes on, I remember when I first started this community, the YouTube platform and whatnot, a majority of the players were little kids. Like, the average age of my analytics was something to the fact that, like, 17 was, like, the biggest demographic. But that has exponentially increased. As time goes on, that was also going to increase. We're going to get a lot of YouTubers with kids, like myself. We're going to get a lot of viewers that watch with kids. And that is going to be the reality of the situation. And I feel like a lot of people don't really understand that because they hear $200 a month. I'm 18. That's a lot of money. But what you're not realizing is out of all the YouTubers, and there's a ton of YouTubers in this space, out of all these kids, a very small portion of content creators will pull over $100 in ad revenue. Think about that. Now, out of those $100 in ad revenue, an even smaller portion will actually make enough money to live off doing content creation. Now, let's add that. Let's add add that number of content creators who have families, wife, kids, animals, houses, rent, car insurance, mortgage, all that goofy stuff. How many of those actually that you know, content creators, take care of all that? That's a fact of the situation. Now, can it be done? Of course it could be done. Absolutely. And there might be one day a content creator, who knows who it is, that will have a wife, kids, a family. Because when you add a wife, you got to realize there's none of them out to feed bills. When you add kids, especially young kids, some of you don't know this yet, but having kids is very expensive. Like, insanely expensive. You're going to need to make a lot of money. And I think I was like spitballing some numbers over. I was saying, if you want a decent house, let's say that's going to have 4 bedrooms. You know, you got a bedroom for you and the old lady, 2 kids is the average, we'll say, and then extra room just for like a guest room slash game room slash your studio if you want to be a content creator. Let's say that if you want to do that, which, once again, that's kind of cool. So we'll say 4-room house. A 4-room house in an average neighborhood? You're not going to pay that. YouTube's not going to pay that. But let's say how much, what would be needed to pay that kind of thing? Mathematically, to have an average life, starting 2 kids, 90,000. It's in a cheap neighborhood. Realistically, over 100,000. Ideally, 150,000 is what you need to make in order to have an average life. Inflation is wacky, paisanos, and that's the fact of the situation. If you want to own that house, you want to mortgage the house, you got to get a car for you, obviously. You got to get a car for your old lady, obviously. And of course, your kids need things. I'm not sure, once again, this is something I'm talking to people now. They're looking at me and they're like 18 going, okay. No, you don't understand. When you start popping up boys and girls, it costs a ton of money, a ton of responsibility. And responsibility means, it's another code word, once again, when you get older, for you can't play cards as much because responsibility. I'll give you a great example. This Christmas, on my kids alone, I spent $3,000. On my kids alone. I have 2 boys. $3,000 for Christmas. Most of it, they're going to open, they're going to go, great, dad, and they're not going to care about it. I bought them both new iPads. They had, like, out-of-date iPads. You got to get everything. I'm the kind of guy, I want to get everything done right. And anyway, you got to get, like, a lot for Christmas. And that's for 2 boys. Now, let's amplify that and say we have 4 kids. Let's say you got a wife. Well, my wife's kind of like, whatever. She don't really care. She gets whatever she wants anyway, for the most part. So it ain't like Christmas is like another day for her. If she wants something, I normally get it for her if she don't bust my chops. But let's say you get a wife that's like all like, I want a diamond ring. All right, add that on. Do you see what I'm saying, though? YouTube does not pay the bills. Once again, this is if you want to have a family, you want to have a future, you want a big future. If you're like, V, I want to die alone. Oh, man, I got a job for you. Are you good at YouTubing? Then let's get to work. And maybe, yeah, sure, you kind of got to have a very moderate lifestyle. You're still going to be not living a lifestyle where you're going to own your own house. You might more than likely live in an apartment. Maybe you live in a dank area like Kentucky where a house costs $600 rent, which is insane. But nevertheless, like, it's still not going to be enough. If I had to live off YouTubing, I'd be dead already. If I had to live off YouTubing, I'd be homeless, and the money that I get for YouTubing would probably go for, like, shoes, car, gas, and, I don't know, internet, Wi-Fi. Listen, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't pay enough, and I feel like a lot of people that talk to YouTubers and look at YouTubers, they go, these guys are making cake. No. No, I have not met a YouTuber still. I talked a lot of YouTubers. Another little fun thing about YouTubers, a majority of us don't really talk to each other. I don't understand why people, they always ask me questions about, hey, V, what do you think about, like, SEMO? I don't know the kid. I think I kind of saw him one time at, like, Nationals. We didn't get a chance to talk. No, I talked about another Nationals, actually, for, like, 2 seconds. Seems like a nice kid. I don't know the kid. V, what about Nim Nim? I don't know. I haven't talked to the kid in literally years. Some people weren't born when a kid first started, whatever. What do you think about all the other YouTubers? I don't know these kids like that. And to be honest with you, if they, you know, it's whatever, but, like, we're all doing our own thing. We don't hate each other. We just don't know each other. And for the most part, we don't care about each other. And that might sound kind of mean, but it, you know, is what it is. You know, sara sara. Like, we're not here to create like a round table and hang out like that. We're just here to talk about the game we like. And if we ever met each other, we probably talk about Yu-Gi-Oh. We don't even talk about like, hey, man, I saw your video. Talk about Yu-Gi-Oh. For the most part, once again, are there different, whatever, but, you know, a little Clixton community, yeah, there is. But for the most part, if I saw another YouTuber, I'd talk to him like a regular dude. Like a, you know, like, hey, man, what do you think about the meta? Like, simple. If they actually have a YouTube question, I knew it, I would answer for them, but it's whatever. But going back to what I'm saying is, this, what we do here as content creators, for the most part, is do it because we love it. The money's definitely a good bonus. I take the money and I sometimes give it to my wife and she buys garbage with it. And sometimes I buy garbage with it too. I spend the money on Yu-Gi-Oh cards. To her, that's stupid. But it's whatever. Like, it's extra money that I use to like do that. Maybe I'll buy, you know, stuff for maybe a new camera lens one day. Or maybe I'll use it for a new microphone, which I did. I actually got a brand new microphone set up. But for the most part, the money's not realistically enough to hold me and my family down. For other people, it might be. But nevertheless, it's not always going to be the case. And I really feel like a lot of people just don't understand that. Like, every time I talk to people, they go, V, you probably make so much money with YouTubing. Front end, it looks like a lot, but it's really not. I don't want to complain because, once again, making money at this platform is, as a content creator, this Yu-Gi-Oh, it's very cool. It's very impressive, and not a lot of people get the opportunity to do it. And I know that 1,000%. But when people say, I do YouTubing for a job, I look at them and go, you better look at other sources of employment because, like, that's not going to – unless you want to die alone, that's not going to be enough. You met a chick? All right, you better start playing Magic the Gathering and start content creating immediately. Oh, she has a kid? All right, start playing doing Pokemon. Like, get to work. Like, and once again, that's only talking from my experience as a content creator on this platform. I don't know other content creators and what they do. I don't know, maybe there's a content creator out there that takes their videos and money and all that and uses it to pay their bills and pay their rent. And luckily for them, can sustain themselves. Congratulations to them, because that's not easy. A majority of content creators on this platform, though, that do make money, know that the money's not going to be enough to pay for them. Now, I will say, a long time ago, if I was making the same money I made now that I made a long time ago, I would probably care about YouTubing a lot more, and I would probably do more videos. I would probably try to grow the channel and really put so much effort into it. The only time I make videos is when I'm really caring about making videos, or especially the podcast. I apologize for that. I will get to a better set schedule. And maybe I'll take YouTubing seriously, more seriously than I already am doing one day. Maybe that will show like real money that can't pay bills. This would be cool to have this as a job. But to have YouTube as a job to take care of me, all right, for my two kids. And once again, we're looking to have more kids and my animals and whatnot, because my animals are insanely expensive. My dog medicine costs a lot of medicine. Money, not a medicine. Costs a lot of money. You know, I pay all that out of pocket. All that stuff, wanting to get a brand new minivan, all that stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of money. And if YouTube can pay for that, great. I still want to do it as a job, though. And the reason why I want to do it as a job, because YouTube could just ban me. They could be like, we're banning you. Or even worse, another content creator could have a problem where we go at it, and that could affect the channel monetization. That's why I don't – a long time ago, I used to make videos where I would just go at other content creators, and I would say things I didn't like about them. And there's a lot of content things about I don't like a lot about, you know, content creators, and it's whatever. But, like, I don't do those videos as much anymore unless it's really blunt to the community or what they're doing to the community. And the reason why I don't do those type of videos is because it doesn't help. It's easier to say the things people are doing wrong. It's really hard to find a solution to those things. And that's why I don't do those kind of videos, because I used to do them all the time. I didn't even delete some videos, or actually private, I should really be honest. Private some videos, so I can watch them later on and laugh. But private some videos that are about other content creators that I just disagreed with. And don't hate them, just disagreed with certain things about them. Some I just left on here, and some I didn't. It's whatever, though. But as far as doing videos on YouTube, this is something that I think a lot of people take for granted as far as the viewers thinking that we make a ton of money. And if you're 18, I might look like I make a lot of money. You have zero idea how much I spend a month on cards. And how much I spend a month on taking care of my family. You know, it's not easy being the head of the household and paying all the bills, but that's what I am because that's what I want to be. You know, I want to have a family, I want to have kids. And there are guys out there that don't do that. And that's fine. That's totally fine. But you meet a chick and you really like a chick and she wants to have kids. And you get married. Marriage is about negotiation. Get ready to start popping out kids. Oh, let's say the condom breaks one day. All right, guess what? Are you going to be a douchebag and have an abortion because you're ill-equipped? Or are you going to be responsible and take care of your kid? I mean, it's two options and they're very obvious. So it is what it is. But like I'm telling you right now, when people have kids, whether it's they want to or don't want to, kids are expensive. I mean, kids look up to you. You got to take care of them. Like, that's a big deal. You got to buy them clothes, shoes, school stuff at school. They might want something new. And if they've been behaving and you don't have the money, it's horrible, you know? I remember when my wife had my first son a little afterwards. I was in a position in life that I was happy with, financially speaking. And it annoyed me to no end. And I would not sleep. It annoyed me so much. I used to have this old laptop, a 17-inch laptop. And I always look for and find ways to make money. And I would wake up and fall asleep on the goddamn laptop in order to take care of my family. And man, you up like that. And the reason I'm saying this to you, Paisans, by the way, the reason I'm throwing it out there, because you guys are starting to hit the age range where you're going to start making those choices to have kids or not have kids. Or they might get made for you because condom breaks, am I right? Or, hey man, condoms don't feel nowhere near as good as no condoms. So that might be a situation that you might find yourself in. And if you're looking to do YouTubing as a career, I'm going to tell you right now, just don't do it. Find other avenues. Can YouTubing give you extra income? Sure, absolutely. It definitely can. And if I was working like a regular job, let's say like a Walmart, YouTubing as extra income would be definitely something I would focus on. I would definitely need. But if you're looking to have a better life and wanting to give a better life to people, and once again, like I said, some of this might not whatever for you guys, but some of this is already clicking. If you want to give your kid a better life, which almost any decent parent wants to give a kid a better life than what they had, you're gonna do whatever you can to get that better life. And it's gonna be whatever, but like you're gonna be waking and falling asleep in front of that computer. You're gonna be doing that. And I think that's something that a lot of people just don't understand. Like a lot of people think this platform pays you a lot of money. It doesn't. But it does give a lot for YouTubing, but it's not enough for us to live on. And that's only if you want to have that, because I'm seeing this game and the players, all you guys, every single one of you I'm seeing, almost to the point where it's weekly. Someone new that was a little kid, was a young kid years ago when I first started. Little kid. And now you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, now you're engaged, now you're married. Some of you are already having kids, and I'm going, God damn, you guys are growing up. Breathe. But the community is growing. I'm looking at my analytics. It's showing me the viewers that watch my content and other content creators are agreeing, or the ones I talk to about it. Their viewers are growing. And it's only gonna be a matter of time before that you are gonna be there with your kids and your family and whatever, talking to people and their video via your videos, and they're gonna be there watching your videos. They go to work, supporting their family. It happens to me almost daily to this point where people hit me up on Facebook, on Instagram, I watch your videos when I go to work, and I talk to them. So I'm like, well, when I get to talk to them. There was a guy I did remote deals with, and maybe I forgot his name, man. I feel really bad. I did a remote deals with him. We started talking afterwards, and as I was talking to him, he's panning the camera up, like a young kid, a young little kid. And I think he has two daughters. I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, and if I am, I apologize. A beautiful wife, and he's like, yeah, I work, and I just play Yu-Gi-Oh. And I feel like a lot of people, because we never had that in this game in mass, but I feel like that's going to be a thing that's going to be in mass. And as time goes on, maybe Konami will change their pricing. Maybe they'll get more money. That'd be huge, by the way, Konami. Who knows? But nevertheless, the players in this game are going from like going to junior high school, into like going to work and getting a career, you know? I remember I would do videos and I would curse my videos, and like the 17-year-old kids would go, I can't watch your videos because my mom would get mad. And now this dude's going, I can't watch your videos out loud because I don't want my kids to hear. Whenever I used to curse, I try not to do as much as possible. I get it from a lot of you Yu-Gi-Oh players who are already parents, like I am, to Yu-Gi-Oh players who are just young kids. Times are changing. But going back to what I'm saying, once again, if you're looking to do this content creation as a way to make a ton of money, just don't do it. It's a dead end, is what I'm trying to say. At best, it's actually a source of income. But that's basically it. As far as the content creators that do it by themselves right now, they say it's a job and making the money to support themselves, congrats to you. Always wear condoms. Or maybe you don't have a trick, I guess, because you spend all your time working on content creation. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to throw it out there because dudes get all defensive. What do you mean you don't say I don't have no trick? Whatever, dude. I don't care. I'm just using it as an example, not the point. Listen, what's going to happen is we're going to see an evolution in content creators and an evolution in the viewers. And we're going to see people that are more adult than what they were in the past. It happens all the time. It's only growing. It's not declining. It's probably the biggest growing thing. What if it's a collector? What if it's a casual Yu-Gi-Oh player? Or what if it's a competitive Yu-Gi-Oh player? We're going to see that. And that's going to become more the norm as time goes on. So once again, basically what I'm trying to say in the beginning of this podcast or video, depending where you're watching this, yeah, good amount of money, not a lot of support of family. Unless you live by yourself, but let's be real, if you live by yourself, ideally you don't want to. Nobody wants to live by themselves in a one-bedroom studio apartment, for the most part. You got one random guy in a comment section, V, I love living in a one-bedroom studio. All right, whatever, dude. You got your cat, your best friend, I get it. But like, for the most part, average humans want to have companionship. It's just kind of how life works. Like, we are social creatures. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys watching or listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. This is most of my rambles. These podcasts are just me rambling on, if I'm going to be honest with you guys. But I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoyed rambling. I just get a random idea in my head and I go, huh. And then I look at my bookmark bar on YouTube, my Google, and I'm like, oh yeah, I do podcasts. And I'll just like hit record and I'll do a video as well. So this is me just rambling, but I really appreciate you guys listening to it. I appreciate what you guys think about it. And once again, if you are on YouTube, please make sure to comment down below. Let me know your expectations or your experiences within this game as far as people with kids or as far as people with money and or trying to earn money, I should really say, to support themselves and whatnot. And if you're listening, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and giving me your time to listen to this podcast and what I'm thinking about. And the spear that is YouTubing is always evolving and always changing. And then we're seeing some goofy things happen, like, I don't even want to go into it, but we're seeing some goofy things happen in YouTubing, and we're seeing some phenomenal things happen within YouTubing, and I do enjoy this game, and I enjoy the content I make. This is fun. We're oddly therapeutic. Is that anyone else? Like, whenever you ramble about something, afterwards you go, that's how I feel right now. I feel like I had something on my chest that I didn't need to give to anybody, but I just hit a record and I gave it to you guys. So anyway, I really appreciate you guys watching or listening. Thank you so much, and I'll see you around, Paisanos.